The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. More of the Outdoorsman Radio Show, Fishing, Hunting, and the Great Outdoors. Our last conversation with Jack about fish leaping out of the water. Bill from Westminster reminded me of the obvious. Fish jump out of the water to catch bugs to eat, which is true, which is absolutely true. So there we go. One more reason. We have the one, the only, Lee from Towson on the line. Good morning, Lee.
Wow, Al. Okay.
Okay, we'll go with that.
Yeah, it was, you didn't mention, Alan, it's all good. You did catch the first three fish.
Well, no, I didn't mention that. I figured I'd save that for you.
Alan, I take a lot of people on their maiden voyage up there, and you did extremely well for the your first time, fishing for rockfish up there. A lot of people just can't get the knack. You notice how I have a lot of jigs because we lose a lot of lures.
Oh yeah,
regardless,
a lot of rocks.
Who it is? Yeah, it's. It's probably one of the most difficult fisheries for striped bass to learn how to fish that river.
With the structure, I mean the rocks and everything underneath the water and the current.
Yeah.
I mean, and the lack of visibility. Absolutely.
Yeah. So. It's a really interesting river because you have to adapt to every water condition. You know, you saw the cloudy water.
Yeah.
I've seen it a lot worse than that.
Sure.
And most, as you probably noticed, there was no other boats out that day because of the fact that river was murky. I didn't realize it was going to be that bad.
Yeah.
And I was, it doesn't deter me a whole lot even in muddy water because, you just go... the certain areas and the fish are going, the fish are there. It's just you've got to adapt to that condition.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a very, very interesting place to fish.
Indeed.
You were going to talk about the cormorants.
Oh, yeah.
Down river. And I it's interesting. They congregate on that one island that, I think it's called Snake Island or Spencer Island, and that there's a series of islands there. But that's a concentration there because I think of a lot of food fish, so the herring and the perch, and it'd be interesting as to what they target. It's probably what they don't target.
Could be.
It's a huge problem on that river is the amount of what those birds consume.
Oh, no question. I mean, during the shad run, you could see them they're just nuts in the shad up in the there against the dam, and there's hundreds of them on the water, and they have all got their head tilted back with a fish going down their gullet. So whether they're eating herring or shad or mud shad or whatever, but
I was always wondered about what their consumption. Somebody told me like 4 or 5 pounds of fish per day.
And it doesn't. That doesn't surprise me. Yeah, and those trees. I'll tell the folks, those trees were all sycamores.
Yeah,
they're all slick bark, a lot of branches, nest on every branch. It seemed like birds flying in and out, young in the nest, and probably at least 100 birds in every tree, I'm thinking. Something like that.
At least.
Yep. And these big sycamores, there's five or six of them there that you could, you know, concentrate on, but I'm assuming there was more. And you could pick them out. You could pick out the right trees because they weren't the right color. They seem to be whitewashed with something. I can't figure that out, but.
Yeah.
But that 4 or 5 pounds of food goes somewhere. And it went down, most of it went in the water and on the branches of those trees, so. But, yeah, extremely interesting and loud.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, they're very obnoxious for sure.
No question.
But I was with my friend Tom at the Bay Bridge, and they were – this is for real, but I think it was a federal
I know what you mean.
Sure. They were walking underneath the bridge with a .22 caliber rifle with a scope. They had a shooter and a spotter, and they were shooting down all, this is on the bridge now, and shooting those birds.
Really?
And they let, yes. And they would
that would be aphis. That would be aphis. Aphis is the ones that are in charge of, and it's a dirty word to some people, but aphis is the ones that are in charge of the nutria annihilation program, the mute swans. So there's an office right there near the Bay Bridge in Anne Arundel County that they operate out of, but their agents are all over the place. And a lot of these are independent that are hired by aphis to do that. They're not necessarily,
these are contracts. It was really interesting watching them shoot the birds off of the bridge, and then they had another a boat below that would go around with a net and scoop them up out of the water and put them in a boat. You know, they didn't just shoot them and let them float down the bay. They were recovering them. But I've seen that a couple times, but it's surprising that they don't continue with that. But it's it was and they were trying to keep a low profile because
I would imagine.
Yeah, they would stop and they let you watch from a distance, but it was pretty incredible how many birds they am I saying it right? Cormorants or coomorants?
I say cormorant, but I don't know if that's right. Cormorant,
right. But they were moving hundreds of them. It was pretty incredible.
Yeah.
But, in the spring up there, they're just prolific.
No question.
Destroyers up there. It is pretty incredible. But another thing I'll throw out that I had heard from one of the tackle store owners, an older gentleman, before the dams were put on the Susquehanna, Conowingo, Holtwood, and then Safe Harbor.
Right.
There was the striped bass would all run all the way up to New York. They would go that far up the river, and then there was another run of and Uncle Dale might have better information on this Atlantic salmon. Historically went up that river?
That I don't know.
I don't quote me on that. These are stories I heard from an older gentleman that had a tackle store at the top of Conowingo Dam,
right.
On Shoresville Road. And I had heard that from a couple people, but I don't know how true it is. I haven't Googled it or anything, but it's pretty interesting what was there. I actually talked to a gentleman that his family farm was bought out by the power company. To create the reservoir, the lake there for Conowingo Dam, and he was telling me about the fish and whatnot that were you know, before, you know, it's had to be before the 1920s, 30s, when Conowinga Dam was built.
Wow.
But there's a lot of interesting history there. And another thing your listeners might, I got to go on a trip with a friend of mine that look at the carvings and the rocks where the Indians, the Susquehanna Indians did the carvings and the rocks. But that was really a treat to see that. But there's, that river is just a mecca of beauty and you know, as you saw with the fishing, it's it's got everything I need.
But good.
But you always talk about how fortunate we are here in this state. That's my little gem up there for sure.
Yep. That's right.
Well,
I'm glad you did. We talk about the cormorants. I'm looking here. We have six different types of cormorants in the U.S. The two that we seem to have here is the double-crested and the great cormorant. And some of them are pretty. The ones with the white on their face and down their breast is the great cormorant, and then the other ones, the all black ones, are the double-crested. And that seemed to be all double crested up there when we were taking the when we were taking the trip.
That little
island there.
Alan, they're there every year and nesting up in those trees like that. I don't know why they target the sycamores.
No,
they seem to, there must be something about the configuration of the limbs or something.
Something they like,
all
yeah.
All over those,
yeah,
those sycamore
like.
Trees. They're there every year.
Anybody that doesn't know what we're talking about is all they got to do is drive across the Bay Bridge and look over there in the structure, and you'll see hundreds of them nest or, you know, just sitting in there. And in the evening, that's where they roost. And you can see them flying along back and forth across the bridge. The blackbirds with the long hook bill are the ones that are the cormorants, and that's the one we're talking about. But the rookery was just something special, that's for sure. So.
Yeah, the and when I fish the Patapsco, marine terminals and they're everywhere. They're just prolific in the Patapsco River too.
Yeah, you know, no question.
All the railings and the anywhere they can roost, they're there.
Yep.
So it's are they a problem bird? I don't know.
I personally think they're a problem. I've talked about it in years, for years about the predation on the fish, especially during the shad run. You know.
Yeah. I would imagine because when the hickory and the American shad are coming up. You got I think there's three species of herring that come up, and they got to be detrimental on. All those fish. It makes you wonder why they don't do more of open some sort. Don't they hunt these things up in Canada and stuff?
Canada, Great Lakes, up in that area. There's some. They are legal for something. Why would you want to eat one though? That's the thing. I don't even know if you could use them for bear bait or for crab traps or something. Some use out of them. You know
I don't
mean?
Know.
So.
I don't know. I've handled a few that got tangled in fishing line and stuff.
Yeah.
They're a nasty, smelly bird. But
no thanks.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate the trip, and I'll volunteer myself for any time you need my services. I'm more than glad to help you out. So
you helped put some fish in the box. So
that was the idea.
I really appreciate it, Alan.
No problem, man. No problem.
Okay.
So. All right. Thanks, Lee. Appreciate it.
Uh-huh.
Talk
right.
soon.
Bye
bye.
All right.
Bye bye. All right. Backyard Billy's one more time. anything for your backyard, any kind of table, chair, barbecue grills. They've got the Traeger. They've got the, and for half price, they've got the Memphis for half price. They've got Kamado Joe. They've got the Big Green Egg. Those are those ceramic egg-shaped cookers, you know, charcoal grill smokers, if you like. Those are great for your deck. And then, of course, the I always bring up the great deck umbrellas because they just impress me so much. You put this big old umbrella over your deck and just, you know, you don't need to build a roof. It's just you've got this big giant umbrella there that's pretty cool. And they've got that, and they've got all the furniture for your patio, all the furniture for your, you know, for your beach house, the inside stuff, all just kind of little accessories and things like that that you wouldn't think of. Fire pits. They've got the big giant fire pits made out of propane tanks. They've got the regular fire rings too for your backyard if you like that kind of scenario. So, you know, you can shop all that stuff and take a look at the tables and chairs and the Adirondack chairs and the sheds and the gazebos and the pergolas and the greenhouses and the dog kennels and the chicken coops. And there's just so much. The gym sets for the kids, the big stuff, free delivery to within and set up within 60 miles and the free delivery to the Delaware and Maryland beaches. So, you know, if you need a shed, you need a greenhouse, you're considering it. And you don't have to have a lot of space for some of these greenhouses. I mean, you know, you just set them out there and that can be your garden. Protected from squirrels and rabbits and everything else. So check it out. Backyard Billy's, backyardbillies.com, Hearth America Facebook. Open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B Evans Avenue. The location is Drummer Drive. Phone number, 410-827-4500. 410-827-4500, backyardbillies.com. And if it's... Backyard Billy's, I'll just say this, making backyards fun again. Now, Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne / Halethorpe. I'm going to talk about Browning. If you're looking for a new high-powered rifle, center-fire rifle in just about any caliber you desire, the X-Bolt Hunter. It's not as fancy as the Medallion. It doesn't have the high gloss walnut finish. It doesn't have the checkering on the stock. It doesn't have the rosewood end cap, but it is a great functional bolt action rifle with a satin walnut checkered stock. It does have some checkered stock, a matte blue barrel in action, detachable rotary magazine, a short throw bolt, and an adjustable trigger, available in just about any caliber, centerfire caliber. That's the one. Basic hunting rifle. Step it up to the X-Bolt Medallion. Clyde's has those too. Looking for a 22, the T-Bolt Sporter. They don't make it anymore, but Clyde's has some. And the A5 Wicked Wing Vantage Camo is an inertia-driven semi-automatic or auto-loader shotgun in vintage camo, the old duck blind camo or duck, you know what I'm talking about, the brown, the green, the blotchy stuff, not this specialized match every tree bark camo. This is the old basic stuff, and it's a really cool looking A5. Cerakote burnt bronze on the barrel, bronze camo finish on the receiver, oversized bolt release, ready to go. It will be your favorite waterfowl shotgun. All these are available at Clyde Sports Shop and more, because Clyde's is your full line Browning dealer. If you're into firearms, check it out at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, Halethorpe, Baltimore, 21227, just off Beltway exit number 9. 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108, ClydeSportsShop.com is the website. Clyde's is open 7 days a week. Firearms, licenses, ammunition, scope mounting, and accessories. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice, really. By the bag or block? Yep, Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs or bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials. Give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
That a little Ted Nugent there, Sunrise for you rockers out there. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We are awaiting your call. You can certainly jump in on the fish and tackle giveaway, which will be next week. It's a bass tackle package. We're getting some folks entering by email. We appreciate that. Captain Don and Nick and Kenny, all those came in by email. Ellis at Ellis Outdoors. And we appreciate you listening. We appreciate you responding. And we hope you're enjoying the show. We talk about a lot of stuff here this morning, haven't we? How about that? Cormorants. And now I'm texting with my buddy Tom about a tern that he's found inland. You know, some kind of tern species. We're trying to figure out what that is, whether it's a common tern, a black cap tern, or just whatever that is. And you know, bird life is part of being outdoors. I love sitting in the deer woods when there's not much happening, and all the little Tweety birds all come in at one time. It's amazing. You hear them coming, and they all fly in there, and it could be anything from chickadees to wrens to titmice to creepers to brown creepers to woodpeckers. They seem to all show up at the same time, and they make a tremendous noise on the forest floor. Sometimes you think there's deer coming, and it's just some birds, you know, in the dry leaves, turning them over, looking for bugs and things like that. So we like to know what we're surrounded with. We like to know what birds are out there and what we're looking at. And as conservationists and people who love nature, it's always nice to identify what you're seeing. We did see a tremendous amount of eagles, a tremendous amount of blue herons on the Susquehanna, one golden eagle that was just huge on one of the islands. And so, you know, there's just an abundance of things to look at out there other than just trying to beat yourself up and going fishing. So anyway, that's that. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Give us a call here. We will be more than glad to talk to you. Let's talk to Dale in Easton. Good morning, Dale.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I always like the blue jays on the deer stand.
Yeah. Oh, they can be noisy, too.
Yeah, they come in and scare everything else away.
They do, but they also can alert you when there's a deer coming.
Oh, yes. I've had it happen several times.
You and I both. I pay attention.
Yeah. And with respect to Lee's question on Atlantic salmon in Susquehanna, I don't know of any authenticated documentation of Atlantic salmon on the river. If you go back and look through the books, I don't see anything that specifically states that Atlantic salmon were native to the Susquehanna. Hildebrand and Schroeder is a definitive work of Fishes of the Chesapeake Bay. That was published, I think, sometime around the turn of the century, 20th century.
And, really?
I don't remember seeing that in there. It's interesting because they did document a great white shark in the bay.
Great white shark.
1866 is when it was documented.
Oh, my goodness.
That was interesting. So, but
he was a wanderer, wasn't he? I know we've had several bull sharks every year.
They're very common in the bay.
Yep.
You just don't hear about them. But in terms of Atlantic salmon, I don't even know whether the Delaware had a native run or not. Certainly the Connecticut had one. I'm not sure they were spending millions of dollars trying to restore them to the Connecticut at one time. But
right.
I do not know how far that program has gone, whether it's even in existence now.
Yeah. The video that Rudy shared with us, the striped bass spawning in the Miramichi River in Canada. It's in New Brunswick. I fished it in New Brunswick, which is famous for Atlantic salmon.
Oh, yes.
And the folks there are just mad at the striped bass, and these are giant fish. These are big cowfish, 40, 50-pound fish surrounded by males. Mm-hmm. For miles, that video goes upriver, and it's just more fish than you could ever imagine. And the spawning video is something else. But the Miramichi, who knew the Miramichi was a nursery?
Spawning area, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And the natives are mad. The locals are mad because they eat the Atlantic salmon smolt, the baby ones. So,
and certainly the Miramichi is world famous for Atlantic salmon.
Oh, yeah. It sure is. I've only ever hooked one Atlantic salmon, and that was in a pond that raised them for reintroduction, and I hooked it on a 5-weight fly rod.
Good luck.
And you can imagine how long the battle lasted. one jump and done.
Good luck.
Yeah, one jump and done. Now, look, I was able to land a 25-inch rainbow trout. We didn't weigh it, but it was 25 inches long, and got a picture of it before I put it back. But that was easily whipped by that 5-weight fly rod. But that Atlantic salmon, you can forget that.
Yeah. Now, in terms of the birds up there, when I first started working up there in the early 80s, there was a large number of black-crowned night herons.
Right.
They were very, very common up there, and As time went on, their numbers declined. And that's when the cormorants really took off. There weren't that many cormorants when I first started up there.
Interesting.
So, but their numbers in terms of predation, particularly on herring, they will. You get a big American shad. It's not real likely they're going to be able to get that down.
No.
But herring certainly, and some of the smaller gizzard shad they can.
And hickories.
And hickory shad, too.
Yep. So, interesting. So, Dale, why do fish jump?
Why do fish jump? Well, that's a good question.
Well, that's one I was asked last hour. 15-inch silvery fish, creeks loaded with fish, typical fish profile, jump 3 feet out of the water. Well, foot and a half out of the water.
Yeah.
I'm thinking menhaden. So if we say menhaden, why do menhaden jump in a school?
I'm not even. Well, a lot of times, you know, if they're being chased or something, there's some stress or behavior problems. Fish come out of the water. Certainly, hickory shad, as you well know, Alan.
Oh yeah.
You know, once you hook them, I mean, they're out of the water quite a bit.
Yep, but you don't see them just randomly jumping.
No.
Free jumping, but yeah, no. The hickory shad, a poor man's tarpon. So absolutely.
So, it sounds like you had a good trip up there.
We did. We caught, we kept 40 fish in the box. Average weight 3.5 pound, 19 to 26 inches, something like that. Maybe 1 or 2, 28, but they were nice. They were nice. And Lee said it. I didn't say it. I didn't. But I did catch the first 3 fish.
There you go.
And the last one. So I always liked your philosophy of ending your day after catching a fish and just saying, good day, thank you, and quit right there.
Yeah, that was from my dad.
I like that philosophy. Yeah. I really do. Right. End your dove day in the field with taking your last dove, you know, whether you got your limit or not.
You know,
make a good shot and say, can't do any better than that. So.
Nope, sure can't. Alan, stay cool.
Oh, man. We're going fishing Tuesday. 102.
I hope you're going to be going very, very early.
11:30 in the morning is when we're leaving.
Oh, no. I'll let you handle that one.
Yeah. Well, I've already got the long sleeve shirt with the hood and ready to go. You know, I've got the sunscreen in the truck. All good.
Where are you going?
We're going out of Dundalk. We're going into the bay. I mean, okay. in the harbor, I guess. So.
Okay. Cover up and bring plenty of water.
That's the idea. Yeah, I just bought a case of water the other day, so we're good to go.
Good to go.
And it doesn't have to be cold, by the way.
Oh, no. In fact, it shouldn't be cold.
Right.
Your body has a hard time adapting to when it's cold. It's not near as effective.
Right. Yep.
It tastes whatever better,
yeah, it does. But the air, whatever the air temperature is, the water temperature is, and it does hydrate you a little better. So.
Yep. There you go.
All right, buddy. Thanks again.
You take care.
All right, Dale. Talk to you soon.
Be safe.
Bye bye. Yep. You too. All right. Well, let's talk about Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Let's just talk about Backyard Billy's. Why not? Backyard Billy's has got the every type of table and chair for your backyard. It's made out of that indestructible, weatherproof, dirt-free poly fiber stuff. Poly, whatever it is. I just call it poly, you know. Plastic tables that look like wood. And they are durable. They're strong. They're beautiful. They come in any color to match anything you want it to match. I mean, if you've got a refrigerator that's from the 70s, you can find a table to match that. You know, I'm kidding. You remember the 70s and the kitchen appliances. There were some pretty cool colors. We had the copper tone, by the way. So you can match your table to your backyard and to your preference, whatever color you want, chairs to match. Adirondack chairs, all the big stuff, too, in the backyard. You got the sheds, the greenhouses, the pergolas, the gazebos. They've got the gym sets for the kids, including, you know, the one with a playhouse on top. So they've got the ladder, the playhouse, the sliding board, the swings, the monkey bars, all of that stuff. And all that big stuff can be delivered to a free delivery and set up within 60 miles and delivered to the beaches, the Delaware and Maryland beaches at no charge. So check that out if you were looking for a new shed. And then, of course, all the inside stuff, the grills and the stoves and the inserts and all that, too. But they do have a big entire room devoted to furniture, inside or patio furniture, you know, beach house furniture. Check that out, too. So it's a destination, Backyard Billy's, no question about it. Backyard Billy's is on Drummer Drive. BackyardBilly's.com is a website. Hearth America, the Heat folks have a Facebook page. Phone number there is 410-827-4500, 827-4500, open 7 days a week. That's Route 50. If you're coming from the bridge, it's exit 44B Evans Avenue, Graysonville. So Hearth America is the fireplace, Backyard Billy's, making backyards fun again. Stop by Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Halethorpe, fishing tackle, live bait, frozen bait, crabbing supplies, including crab traps, trot lines, baskets with lids, all the nets, all the gloves, all the measures, the steamers, the seasoning, the baskets. If I said that, I'll say it again. They've got anything and everything you need for crabbing on the Chesapeake Bay and the tributaries. They've also got all the fishing tackle that you need, want, or could imagine there. They've got the rods and reels and the rod and reel combinations. They've got the ugly sticks by Shakespeare. They've got the pen reels. They've got the reels from every manufacturer. They specialize in St. Croix rods. They have the I'm telling you, doing this on the fly, you got to think. They have the Fluger, that's the one. The Flugers, the President reel is one of my favorites, to be honest with you, and I like it. So don't take my advice. Go check for yourself. But if you need new line put on your spools, they can do that too. Kids rods and reels combos, all the terminal tackle, every lure for every kind of fish. For the rockfish, you've got the circle hooks, the bucktails, the umbrellas, and the parachutes. 242-6108, 410-242-6108. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, just off Beltway, exit number 9. ClydeSportsShop.com is the website. Been around since 1957. Stop by Clyde's. They're open 7 days a week. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range. Crabs, crabs, crabs. Hunter's Crab and Seafood Market is family-owned and operated seafood market in Graysonville, Maryland. Stop by 4801 Main Street in the heart of Graysonville. Hunter's Crabs is easy to get to from Route 18 or Route 50. Order takeout steamed crabs or shrimp, grab a lunch special, or stop by the seafood counter for a variety of the freshest, freshest fish. Take your crabs home or sit outside with your family and friends. Get your steamed crabs, fresh fish, oysters, crab meat, crab cakes, shrimp salad, and soft crabs at Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market, where the local seafood lovers get their favorites. Call Hunter's Crabs at 410-827-8923 for carryout. Check out Hunter's Crabs on Facebook for specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. till 7 and Sunday from 10 to 5. Crabs, 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 410-827-8923 for Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Just the good old boys, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way the only way they know how. Well, that's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
All right, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Yes, indeed. If you'd like to get in the fish and tackle contest, we'd be glad to put your name and number in there. Just call us here at 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680, or email me, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. If you email, I need your name, full name, first, last name, and your phone number. Put you in the drawing. Same thing here, first, last name, phone number. Next week, we'll draw it at the end of the show. We'll draw the winner's name. Every name gets corresponding with a number, and we roll the wheel or, you know, put the numbers 1 through 30 or whatever it is in the random number generator. Some number comes up. That corresponds to the winner's name, and your tackle comes right to you. How about that? Within a couple of days, so... All right. I don't know if you've been seeing it on the news this week or not, but this is the 50th anniversary of the movie Jaws. Can you imagine? 50 years ago, that iconic movie was made. I didn't see it at the time. I was 20. But I did see it consequently after that. What did I just hear? What was that? Most iconic lines from a music from a movie ever. We're gonna need a bigger boat. All right, let's talk Captain Don. Morning,
that's
Don.
What I keep saying, "Good morning, good morning." That's what I keep saying. I need a bigger boat.
Need a bigger boat. All those big fish you're catching out there, yeah.
I just got a call because I didn't go out today, but I just got a call from Kenny Platt, Captain Pugs.
Captain Pugs,
Brian,
yeah.
Brian the Lyman, and we got Clav from the, he's retired from the printing office.
Okay.
They're out there. I'm not going to tell you what river it is.
Okay.
But they're out there trying to catch crabs with no bait. What do you think of that?
Well, what it is, they're using a line we used the other day. We caught a lot of crabs. We've been getting our limit almost every time we go out.
Oh, that's great.
A lot of nice crabs out there.
They're using the trot line that you used the other day. What was your bait the other day?
Clams.
Clam bags. Okay, so they're just throwing blank clam bags overboard and trying to get the crabs to bite because of the, I'm guessing, the smell.
The smell. Yeah, you can spray clam juice on a line and catch some crabs. I hope they got a sprayer with some clam juice in it.
Oh, my gosh. Well, how are they? I can't wait to hear how they've done.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. Well, they are catching some crabs. God bless them.
Good for them.
But I think what it is, Kenny thinks that what's in the shell will harden up, and the crabs will react to the little clang that you get, kind of like a lure with a little...
a rattle in it.
Yeah, a little rattle, yeah. So that's... They could be a zero, but they are catching some crabs.
Let's play this out a little bit. That begs the idea: if you get chicken wings and you got a pile of bones there, why couldn't you just put the chicken bones on? Utilize your purchase all the way.
I said, you know, maybe Kenny should get some pictures of clams and put them in a bag so that they can see a picture of the clams.
See what they look like.
Mm. Oh, my God. But just having some fun. And, we've been catching some crabs, and we've been eating crabs and sharing crabs with friends and all that, and it's good.
Oh, the phone never rang. I'm sorry. Do you have my number?
It keeps going to, caller not available.
Yeah, right.
He's out fishing with somebody.
Yeah, so, please, please leave a message. Mailbox is full, so.
So we got to pick up the fishing a little bit. We haven't been out too much because we've been busy with these nice crabs, too. Really nice.
Good.
We haven't had many throwbacks.
Well, good. We'll be out there Tuesday, leaving out of Dundalk, 11:30 in the morning, 102 degrees. So we're at least we know what it's going to be, and we'll be prepared for it. So, you know, long sleeve shirts, plenty of sunscreen, lots of water, floppy hat, all the above.
Yeah. So. Well, give me a wave because, you know, when they come out of Bear Creek, a lot of times you can look over and see my deck, and I wave to you.
Left or right?
Right by the Brandon Shore coal pier.
Oh, okay.
Little bit to the left. Just look for the big smokestacks.
All right. Well, give me a call sometime. I've been threatening to come fishing with you, and you've invited me several times. And you know, I can do that. So
we're going to try to pick up the blue catfish again too. We tried it once this year, but we weren't too successful. But I think this might be the time of the year when we can get that little trot line going again.
Well, that'd be good. They have knocked them on these long lines up in the mouth of the Susquehanna. They have just knocked a snot out of them this winter, to the point where some of the charter captains are saying, you know, we can't catch our fish, which is interesting to me. But there's still plenty of catfish. Don't get me wrong, but the charter boat guys have. I mean, the commercial guys have put a hurting on them because they have a market now.
Yep, and that's good for a bad situation.
No question. Good to hear from you.
We'll take care, and I know the boys are listening, so wish them luck.
Hey, Captain Pugs, how are you? Good for you. All right, buddy, appreciate the call. Right. Stay in touch.
Take care. Okay, bye-bye.
All right, there goes Captain Dawn. We've done all our live commercials, so why don't we finish up with our final break, and then we'll get out of here for the day.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick, scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com. Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Well, almost back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show, the last minute of it, when we play the music and get out of here. How about that? I hope you enjoyed it today. I had fun. I appreciate all the calls and all the texts and all the emails. And geez, oh whiz, I kept me busy, which is great, and I love it. Better to be busy than to be bored. So thanks to Captain Lee for the fishing trip this week. We had a good time taking his jet motor up the Susquehanna River and catching some striped bass and loading the box up with it for the market. So had a great time. Hope to be able to do that again. Thanks for all the good calls. Thank you to our sponsors, and make sure you thank our sponsors when you see them. Now get out, stay safe, love your family, love the Lord. See you next week.